Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
It ain't always easy, but I know that God is always good. And He has never failed me, so I know He'll work it for my good.
Yes, 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 yes. A beautiful morning, and a glorious Sunday morning to you wherever you're listening from. You're tuning into Radio Africana and this is Sunday Strings. I am your host, Kolade, and I'm so excited because today we have because today is a great one and today is a day filled with joy and also the first Sunday in the month of July. In the month of June, like, it's going so fast. Who could have imagined that we're in the sixth month, almost like half of the year? Okay, we started our morning with the homage voices of Tasha Cobbs and Jennifer Hudson, declaring that it is well, it is well. But today on the show, we are flipping the script completely. We aren't talking about your struggles today. We aren't talking about our workplace, our stress, our plans for tomorrow. Today we are focusing on one thing and one thing only: gratitude. Gratitude. We live in a world that always reminds us of what we don't have. We are going to look at everything we do have. We are alive. We have breath in our lungs. We have hope. We have joy. We have peace. Yeah. A lot of things to be grateful for, even sleeping and waking. We have to be grateful for that. But yeah, you know how we do over here. Before we step the joyful journey, let's open up in prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the roof over our heads and the clothes on our backs. Forgive us for the time we complained about what went wrong, while forgetting everything that went right. All the strings play across the airwaves today. Shift our perspectives. Turn our complaints into praises in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's get the celebration started. And we know how we do it. We start with thanking God. And also today being the first Sunday of the month. So trust me, most of the song we'll be singing today is all about gratitude. And what's the best way to start a song, if not starting with gratitude, by Brandon Lake? Listen and be blessed.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, nothing else fit for a king, except
don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside.
Yes, you are listening to Sunday Strings with me, Kolade, on Radio Africano. We are counting our blessings today. You know, I realize sometimes this week gratitude is an art form. It doesn't happen by accident. You have to practice it. It's very easy to spot a problem if there's a crack in the wall. Your eye goes straight to it. Like, let's just imagine there's a crack. Instantly, your eyes go straight to it. If there is a delay in traffic, you notice it instantly. But how often do we notice the things that go perfectly right? Especially for some self-critic like myself. Instead of seeing the good thing in what we've done, we always look for that mistake. Like, yes, I did make a mistake. But maybe today's not the day of seeing those mistakes, but seeing those good things you've done, or seeing those good things God has helped you to do. Our word of the day today is perspective. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Notice the text doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. It says in them. Even if everything is imperfect in your life right now, there's always room and there's something to be thankful for. Always something to be thankful for. If you can't change the way you look at things, the things you look at will begin to change. Let's keep our heart lifted with this next set of worship. So the first song is Loving Me by Jonathan McReynolds. And then we have 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord by Matt Redman. And then we have House of the Lord by Phil Wickham. My bad, the second song we listened to earlier on was Praise by Elevation Worship. So listen and let us reflect on all God has done for us and reflect on it. I pray we're blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm nowhere close to a perfect man, and it takes a supernatural love to even understand that beyond the walls, behind the mask and confident smile, was a broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you for always loving me. And I know anyone else they probably wouldn't, so I thank you for always loving me. Now I know there were days I'd look at myself, I felt like less of a person compared to everyone else. What about this flaw? Too big, too small? Can I exchange? And trying to make up for where I fell short, I let sin slip away. But when I look in the mirror and don't like what I see, oh, I just thank you for always loving me. And I know I get bad, but you wait patiently. Oh, I just thank you for always loving me. Oh, I just thank you for always loving me. I wanna thank you for always loving me. So you just keep thank you for always loving me.
be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
house of the Lord. I'm with the pagans. Now we're royalty. We were the presence. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Cause we were the pagans.
If you're just joining us, you came at a perfect time. We're talking about gratitude, and I want to share a little thought on what thankfulness is all about. Gratitude has a ripple effect. When you start thanking God for the small things, it actually opens the door for the big things. Think about a parent. When you give your child a small gift, and they jump up and down, give you a hug and say thank you so much, how do you feel? It makes you want to give them something even bigger next time, right? But if you give them something and they just complain about it, that's the wrong color. You close your wallet. God operates in a similar atmosphere. Praise is the incubator for miracles. When you show Him that you can appreciate the little bit of health you have, the small amount of progress you've made, and the simple joy of a Sunday morning, He knows He can trust you with more. Don't complain your way out of your blessing. Praise your way into the blessing. And also, I want to give you a small challenge for the week ahead. Whenever you catch yourself about to complain this week, whether it's about the weather, the economy, or a difficult situation, catch yourself, stop, take a breath, and name three things you're grateful for instead. Watch how it changes your mood. Watch how it changes your week. And watch how it alters the atmosphere in your home. So I'll be playing a few songs again, in saying thank you and also in showing our gratitude. And the first song is Forever by Chris Tomlin. Second is What He Has Done by Passion, featuring Christian Stanfield, and then Joy of the Lord by Maverick City, and then we'll start coming over to wrap up the show. Yeah, so listen and be blessed.
Oh, Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. And look at the wounds that give me life, grace flowing from His side. No greater sacrifice. What He's done, what He's done, all the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven, my future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Sing for the freedom He has won. Even death is dead and done. His life has overcome.
Beside me, and He knows my pain. God, make it whole. The only way things happen is if we put on strength.
Put on strength.
Put on joy.
Put on joy.
Put on love.
We put on love.
And don't take it all. Don't take it off. Don't take it off. We won't take it off. We commit today. We won't take it off. We won't take it off. We won't take it off. We commit today. We won't take it. I've decided I won't take it off. We won't take it off.
We won't take it off.
There's a dying world.
We won't take it off.
Looking for hope.
We won't take it off.
We won't take it
off.
Oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So as we wrap up the show for today, I know it's almost 1 hour already, how time flies. But yeah, gratitude is not a reaction to a perfect life. It is a choice to see a perfect God in the middle of an imperfect life. I'll take that again. Gratitude is not a reaction to a perfect life. It is a choice to see a perfect God in the middle of an imperfect life. It's very easy to look at the world right now and find 800 things to complain about. The news will give you the reason to fear. The economy will give you the reason to stress. And your daily schedule will give you reasons to feel overwhelmed. But thankfulness is a weapon. When you choose to be grateful, you're telling the enemy, you can take my comfort, you can take my predictability, but you cannot take my joy. Because my joy doesn't come from my circumstances, it comes from my source, and that's God. So here's the challenge. I know I've given you a challenge earlier, which is the same thing, but this is me like repeating it again. For the next 7 days, whenever you feel a complaint rising in your throat this week, whether you're stuck in traffic, dealing with a difficult situation, or looking at a bill, stop, take a deep breath, and name 3 things you're thankful for right in that moment. Watch how fast it changes the atmosphere in your mind. Watch how it guards your heart. I want to say a massive thank you to everyone who tuned in today, whether you listened from your car, your kitchen, or your workplace, or you're on your way to church. Your time and your years are a gift I never take for granted. Thank you for making Sunday String a part of your weekend routine. Go out into this week with your head high, working in the favor and the goodness of the Almighty. I will be back same time, same station, next Sunday morning. We leave you with one final song, which is by All Songs and Daughters. Titled Great Are You Lord. As you listen, may you be blessed in Jesus' name, and do have a great week, a lovely week at that, and God bless you. Bye.
You give life, you are love, you bring life to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out.
our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.